This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I just noticed by looking up at TV here in the studio, they have NFL Network on. A couple things I noticed about this, by the way. Now I'm noticing a lot of things. Number one, Mitch Morse is in studio. He's actually now like an analyst there in NFL Network. He's always been great to talk to. He's always been very good with the media and breaks things down really well. So if he wants a career in media, he could definitely do it. Plus he's got this like t-shirt and flannel shirt on, like right? kind of fits Mitch Morse, right? So there you go. He's on set with another former Bill, Sean Merriman. They're on together. I just noticed that. So you got Mitch Morse and Sean Merriman in the Good Morning Football studios, and they're breaking down and talking about the schedule. And what I noticed, though, the first thing before that, Josh, have you seen the markups from the NFL on these schedule releases, like when they actually send something out and say, oh, this is confirmed? Like, for example, let me see if I can get this for you. Not the international games. I'm talking about, okay. All right, so here, I'm going to show you this. All these, I'm showing Josh right now. See what I mean? Right? You see that picture?
Yeah.
That's Dak Prescott,
yep.
Right?
Jalen Hurts, yep.
Jalen Hurts. Okay, there's a bunch of these that they're putting out now, and I just saw another one, NFL Network. I don't see it on the actual NFL website as much. Yeah, here's another one. This is the Eagles and the Packers, A.J. Brown. How could I'm looking at these things, and I'm like, these are senior photographs. These are senior portraits when you're a senior in high school.
They're just like standing.
Right?
Yep.
One guy's just got a football. The one I just saw was Bo Nix. And it's the Christmas game they announced. Let me see if I can find that. It's got to be on here, right? They announced the Christmas game, Broncos and Chiefs. And it's, hey, here it is. Come on. Just tell me, does this not look like Bo Nix posing for a senior portrait?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? No doubt.
If instead of Patrick Mahomes up there, you had like a faded in Bo Nix, like your picture.
Yeah, like my kindergarten picture I tweeted out. Like it has the background shadow.
A background shadow of
the picture.
Of Bo Nix like looking off into the distance.
This is crazy. So they showed it up there, and they're showing the other one now, Dak Prescott, and I'm looking at it. Like, just look at that. These are senior portraits.
100%. Like, if instead of a black background, they were just out on their high school football field in, like, jeans and their jersey, that's 100% what that is.
Hold on. I have to tweet this out. What should I say? All of the NFL schedule release graphics... like this.
Wait, I have to tweet something out to say it. Because these are senior portraits. This is hilarious. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on WGR. Yesterday, Sal Majorana, every Monday, comes aboard. You guys talked. You talk what? Schedule, right? Baseball. What was Sal's thought on schedule? Anything?
The baseball conversation was the fact that Aaron Judge is ahead of the Rockies in like every hitting category and likely will be for the entirety of the season.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
The entire Rockies.
Yeah. Like,
oh yeah.
They were talking about like when are the Rockies going to pass Aaron Judge, and we kind of came to the conclusion of like it might not even happen. It just might not happen. Like the Rockies are, I've never seen a sports team that bad. And I don't understand how they can just go from like, because they were bad last year, right? But they weren't like getting 21 runs put up on them bad, right?
I
don't follow the Rockies that closely, so. But still, I look at that just organization, and it's like, how did you get to this point? They're on pace for like 24 wins right now, I think. Something like that, out of 162.
They fired their manager, bench coach, right? All that. Judge is amazing. He had two more hits last night.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's...
And he is amazing. On top of that, he is incredible.
Did you see the slide last night?
Ooh, I did not see the slide. I actually went to bed and was 1-1 last night.
I don't know what player it was, but he slid into home and like his ankle was like...
Oh, that. Yes. Yeah. That was Oswaldo Cabrera.
Okay.
So I saw it this morning, but I did not see the replay because they said, we're not going to show you the replay. So I didn't see the replay.
You don't want to see it.
Okay.
It's... His ankle was pointed in a very unnatural direction.
Okay. All right. Because I do know that was something that happened. I saw that. Now, the other thing last night, speaking of this, the Jason Tatum injury. Terrible. Terrible. Right? I mean, at this point, do we know if it's Achilles? I have not been on top of everything this morning. Has anyone said that?
Is that just like a right leg injury?
Okay. It has to be Achilles, right? I mean, just by the way it was,
yeah,
everybody's
the way
reacting,
his ankle.
The way he was holding it, his emotion, the non-contact nature of it that we've seen before, right? It looked like Jason Tatum, yeah. I mean, it's a bad injury. If he did tear his Achilles, he could be out for all of next year, is what I read. Like, that's possible. The NBA offseason is not long. I mean, they're back at it, October preseason, November games. It's not that long, actually. Like, if you go all the way to the finals, which maybe the Celtics won't now, but if you go all the way to the finals, you're playing into June. It's 3.5 months. I don't know what just happened in this studio, but all the lights went off. Are we still on the air?
Yes, they're testing the lights. I just didn't...
Wow.
I didn't think it was going to be that abrupt. That was crazy. So now we're doing radio in the dark.
The lights just went off in the studio. And I literally had no idea for just a second or two if we got knocked off the air. But you're right. There's people walking around here I've never seen before. And they were in the engineering room earlier. And so they must be like doing something to test.
Yeah, it's something like testing the light.
Okay.
They came in here and they were like, oh, the lights might shut off. And I'm like,
oh, well, there you go. Now it just came back on. Let there be light. All right, here we go. So the schedule release, and oh my gosh. So I did just tweet out, the NFL has decided to go with the high school senior portrait look for this year's schedule release graphics. I'm telling you, Bo Nix, this is a senior portrait. Take a look at it. What do we think so far? There's so many things I want to say about this schedule release that I don't even know where to start. Number one, I have to start somewhere. I'll say this. We have no idea any Bills game yet. Not one. There has not been one Bills leak, which is incredible. A, leak, or B, just like announcement from the NFL. We thought we'd get an announcement in some capacity on maybe the Today Show yesterday, but that was pushed. It's got to be tomorrow. Josh is going on tomorrow. Josh Allen is going on the Today Show tomorrow. Now, that's been apparently confirmed because it was said last Friday that he was going on the Today Show on Monday. Then we learned this might not happen. So it didn't happen for whatever reason, scheduling. So he is going on tomorrow. What does that mean? Does that mean the Bills and Josh Allen? Is Josh Allen revealing that the Bills are playing It's got to be an NBC game. Week one, Sunday night. Are they playing the Christmas weekend night game on Peacock? There's a fly in the ointment with that theory that I have to get to. Are they playing maybe Sunday night, Christmas weekend? Are they playing, who has the Thanksgiving night game? Is that NBC? I think it might be. That's still out there. It's a possibility. We have no idea yet what's happening with the Bills schedule. And I have to be super honest, I actually love it. I love it. I know a lot of you don't. I love the intrigue. I love waiting. In fact, I don't mind getting a few pieces here. I don't like when I know the full schedule before it's like, bam, here it is. There's a certain game you play, and I play it too. Okay, ooh, let's try and piece this together. It's a puzzle. I love that. But when I was a kid, and when a lot of you were, before the NFL made this whole week something, before they made this big deal out of the schedule just kind of showed up one day. It's like, oh, here it is. Here's the Bills schedule. And even if you knew the opponents, it just kind of happened. Bam, there it was. Then the NFL said, well, you know what? We can make this a little bit more of a TV thing. And then social media. Oh, we can make this a little bit more for social media. And then we're going to move it to May because we're going to own the calendar a little bit more. Yeah, we know how we got here, right? Maybe a lot of you hate that. I don't mind it. What I don't love is when I get like everything all at once. I like these little crumbs and little pieces to try and fill them in. And I actually kind of do enjoy the suspense, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's kind of cool for me because it gives content to talk about and keep thinking about. Oh, wait a minute. There were no Bills there. So that's number one. Like I guess in a way I'm middling it a little bit because I don't mind putting it together, but I actually like the suspense of it. If you found out a Bills game today, that'd be cool. I don't want to find out like all of them before it's just put in front of my face. In fact, it's kind of, I guess the way I'd say it is it's kind of anticlimactic for me when we get to Wednesday at 7 p.m. and I know the whole schedule. Yep, I know the exercise. It's fine. And I got to be a part of it. I got to do it. And I'm a reporter and I love the schedule and the puzzle piece of it. But I actually like having a bit of a mystery for a lot of the schedule. So we know the Bills are not playing internationally. Will, thank you, Will. Getting connected with our fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. He said, the radio feed cut out for like a half a second, but everything is good. Thank you, Will. That could have been me literally just turning off my mic, though, and coughing. He said it cut out for just a second. Glad we're still with you. We know the Bills are not playing internationally because the international games have been announced, except for one. But we know they're not playing in that game because it's at the Chargers, and the Bills don't play at the Chargers this year. So the international games have been released. The only one that hasn't been released, we know, because it's kind of out there already, unless there's some real bait and switch going on here, which I don't think. The one we don't know officially, but we know, wink, wink, is Chiefs at Chargers, week one, Friday night in Brazil. I'm surprised the Chargers didn't protect that game. And what I mean by that is, I had no idea, despite all my talks with Mike North over the years, I guess it's something the NFL didn't want out there, but now it's out there and people are reporting on it and people know it. It's kind of public now that teams can protect two games from being their international game when they're the home team. So for the Chargers, they did not protect the Chiefs. Guess what that means? The Chiefs are going to be at the Chargers Friday, September 5th. This is on the heels of Cowboys at Eagles Thursday, September 4th. So we know now Thursday night football is Cowboys at Eagles. We know Friday night, this is week one. We know now Friday night football is Chiefs at Chargers. What we don't know is week one Sunday night football and week one Monday night football. And I still think the Bills are very, very possible they could be the week one Sunday night game. We'll see if that's what Josh is going on today's show to reveal or talk about. Okay, internationally though, all this talk about the Bills possibly going to Ireland? Could they do it? It was always, yeah, it's possible. I don't think so. To me, it was always about maybe a 10 to 15% chance. There was a time period where I thought maybe a little bit more of a chance. If the Steelers said we definitely are not having the Packers there, we'll protect them, that it might lead you to the Bills. But as I had said going back weeks ago, from my understanding, the NFL would rather not put Josh Allen, the league MVP, at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Like, that just doesn't work for them. So it's possible, but it would be more like, eh, let's not do that. So what did they choose to do? They choose to put J.J. McCarthy at Sunday 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning against, I guess, Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. We knew the Steelers would be there anyway. And then, so the Vikings. The Vikings are going to Dublin. But what's different this year is they're going there week four, Sunday, September 28th. They're staying all the way to the next week, and they're playing as another road team, road game, against the Cleveland Browns in London. So you got now the Vikings doing what the Jags did last year, and even I think last couple of years, which is play a game and stay a week and play another game. But this time, the Vikings are the road team in both games. Vikings are going to London week four to play, I'm sorry, going to Dublin to play the Steelers week four, staying and playing in London week five against the Browns. Then the NFL goes back to London the next week, week six, but this is Broncos at Jets. Then again in London, week seven, now you get your Jags game. This is the Rams at the Jags. Man, the Rams. They're a team that's going to be going to Australia next year. We know that. They're going to Hawaii for their mini camp. They're going to London this year for a game. They're getting a lot of frequent flyer miles. Berlin, November 9th. In Berlin, Falcons at, quote unquote, Colts. Colts are the host team. That's a just interesting matchup, right? Kind of two teams that are a bit nondescript in a lot of ways. But they'll be the first ever game in Berlin. And then, if you're the Miami Dolphins, if you're a Dolphins fan, you kind of got to be a little bit pissed, right? Because their Spain game on November 16th is Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. That's a game that if I'm a Dolphins fan, I want to see Jaden Daniels in my stadium. That's a good team coming to my stadium. Believe me when I tell you, the Dolphins don't have the best home field advantage. Far from it. But a game like that, you could get a crowd, and you could get a good look at a really great young player. I think from a fan perspective, that would kind of suck. So Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. Vikings at Steelers in Dublin. Vikings at Browns in London. Broncos at Jets in London. Rams at Jags in London. Falcons at Colts in London. In Berlin. Falcons at Colts in Berlin. Commanders at Dolphins in Madrid, Spain. That is your international slate. The Bills will not play internationally this year. You can chime in on that if you love that or you hate that. At 803-0550. And we also know the Bills are not playing Christmas night. This is one that's really been going back and forth. I figured, you know what? Oh, by the way, I just said it. I said Rams had frequent flyer miles. As soon as I said that, Adam Schefter must be listening to the Extra Point Show. He just tweeted out a graphic of miles traveled this year. What teams will travel the most miles? And now that we know that the international games and the locations of all the games. I don't think there's any games now we don't know the locations of, right? All the games we know the locations, even though we don't know the dates. Okay, so this is right. The Rams and the Chargers actually have the most miles traveled this year. 34,000 and 37,000. I want you to compare that to the Bills. Okay, you haven't seen this graphic yet, right? Okay, Josh, The Chargers lead the league with 37,000 miles traveled this year. The Rams, 34,000. Both teams are going overseas. Let's compare that to the Bills. They're not going internationally. How many miles do you think the Bills are traveling total?
Let's go 20,000.
A lot less.
A lot less?
Yep.
Okay. 10?
Very good.
Exactly.
10,546.
Oh. Wow. Huh.
The second fewest of any team in the NFL.
Really?
Which has got to be great. If you're a coach, you love that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm the Bills coaching staff, I'm the Bills sports science department, I am looking at this graphic and going, this is great.
It does make sense, because the farthest west you go this year is Houston. Huh. Wow.
That's right. That's exactly
Who's
right.
Who's the fewest?
Only one team below them. That is the Bengals at 8,700.
Whoa.
The Bengals also not playing internationally, obviously. How far up the list do you have to go to get an international team? Bengals, Bills, Ravens, no. Lions, no. Bears, no. Packers, no. Browns, yeah. Okay, here you go. The Browns are on this list at 15,000 and the Steelers at 15,000 each. You have to go that far up to get the international game. A team playing internationally. Bills have the second fewest miles traveled this year, 10,546. So normally, I join, and every day almost, I join Chauvin the Bulldog in the afternoon. And Mike and I talk a lot of schedule. We talk schedule all year. We love the schedule. We're both kind of schedule nerds like that. We do it. We put it together and think about it. We could talk about schedule whenever. Well, today, we are reversing roles. Yes, I'll still be on with Mike and Chris later, but Mike Shope's going to join me at 11 a.m. today. So Mike's going to join me at 11 a.m. We're going to talk schedule from his perspective and a little fantasy football, right? Why not? Mike was telling me how, like, this is the week where they're doing a lot, some more of their stuff with fantasy. Like actually what he said was, this is the schedule release makes a difference, like, for people with fantasy and how they're looking at best ball, especially for week 17. I totally get it, but we'll do a little fantasy, mostly schedule with, Mike Shope coming your way at 11 a.m. So Mike's going to be a guest here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What do you think? What are you looking for? Anything specific with the Bills schedule? I think it's crazy. We don't know anything yet. Nothing with the Bills schedule. Not a single drop. We know they're not playing Christmas night. Christmas night is the senior portrait of the Broncos at the Chiefs. So we know that. There is a possibility of Christmas Day for the Bills. I am here to tell you, I don't think that's going to happen. Just from things I've heard, sure, it's possible. The NFL could kind of go in a different direction, but from piecing things together, things I've heard, I don't think the Bills are playing Christmas Day at all. I don't think they'll get one of those two games. Just saying, it could happen. I haven't nailed it down, confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure that's not happening. I do think the Bills could play one of the night games that weekend. Even Saturday night, a pool of games that's going to be put out there, and they'll pick one. Or Sunday night, December 28th. I also think Thanksgiving night is in play here still a little bit. It doesn't seem like, we already know it's not going to be Thanksgiving Day, and you're not going to get Cowboys or Lions because we don't even know the Thanksgiving opponents yet. None of them, right? We know it's not at Detroit. The Bills don't play against them this year. We know it's not at Dallas. The Bills don't play against them this year. But it could be a Thanksgiving night game. They could still get that. We know they're not playing Black Friday. I like that. I wouldn't love playing the Black Friday game, to be quite honest. I think Black Friday is a nice day to kind of have off and kind of sit back, watch the other game that's on, not have to be a part of it, work it. All right, so what else are you saying about this? No. Yes, I know. Somebody, Cruiser, Christmas night game already announced. So Bills would be on Christmas games. They're not going to be on it because I just said I don't think so. But yes, I know that. Michael tweets in, I'm just waiting for the first Bills game to leak out. It should happen today. I agree. I don't know. Any thought you have in the schedule, I don't care. Tell me if you love it, you hate it. Is this all too much talk for it? Are you into it? Do you build your life around it in the fall? Do you have to wait to know when you're going to even plan a wedding, for crying out loud? I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. I get asked all the time, can you do this coming up in September? Can you do this coming up in October? And I'm like, I don't know the bill schedule. Like, I would love to say yes. You got to wait till that comes out. So literally, like, this is the week where I will start putting together my own personal life schedule a lot more in the fall, because I'll know my professional schedule and what's going on with the Bills. Maybe you're the same way. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio along with you. It is schedule release day eve here in Buffalo and around the National Football League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We were just doing the miles travel thing. Josh and I were looking up. Josh said the furthest west the Bills go is Houston. That's correct. And I said, but I think Miami could be farther. It's not. It's only 100 miles shorter, actually. But the two furthest trips for the Bills this year are Houston and Miami. 1,400 miles to Houston, 1,300 miles to Miami, give or take. Let's see. I'm trying to. Bills travel second fewest miles this year. I was just tweeting out something about this. NFL coaches in general love this shorter travel schedule. Okay. It doesn't mess up with routine. Because think about it. Is Houston the only non-Eastern time zone the Bills play in?
I think Atlanta, right? I think Atlanta might be considered central.
No, it's not. Atlanta is in the Eastern time zone.
It is?
Yes. What's the time in Atlanta right now?
Oh, I guess it is Eastern. Yes. I didn't know, because like if you've ever driven to Nashville, mm-hmm. like an hour, not even before you get to Nashville, the time changes. And I didn't know where that all lined
up. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I guess it would depend on what route you go. But right. No, for sure, Atlanta's in the Eastern time zone.
Atlanta is far
Okay, so, east. Well, Cincinnati's east, right? Time zone?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
That's one I always get tripped up on. Cincy and Indy are always the ones I get tripped up
on. Yeah, so similarly with that drive to Nashville, I've done that a few times, and it's like when you're driving, when you get into Tennessee is when you switch into the...
Oh, Cincy's actually at home. I'm sorry, anyway. It doesn't matter. Cincy's at home.
Oh, right.
But yeah. I was looking at the home, but yes. So, all right. So, let's start this over. Houston is the only non-Eastern time zone the Bills will play in this year. Correct? What's the time in Houston right now? Just make sure. There should be Central time.
Yeah, it should be 9.
It is 9:35 right now.
Yeah.
Nine. Okay. So, Houston is the only non... And the other ones are Eastern time zones. Miami's Eastern, obviously. New England, Boston, New York, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Carolina, and Cleveland. Bam. And they're not going international playing these games. And the Bills will have... So that's it. The Bills literally have, you think about it this way, the Bills literally have the entire schedule, 1 hour time zone difference game in the whole... They're not even traveling two time zones. One. That's it. For one game. Crazy. This is something NFL coaches love, by the way. Something NFL coaches love. To have the fewest miles. Now, I'm sure that in a lot of ways, like people in the organization, like, yeah, it's cool. Go over there. And the business side of it would love to kind of market the team in different places. But when you're talking about routine, not having a really long way to go, it's beautiful. What does the Bills week one schedule look like? Because I think that's what a lot of people are into here in Buffalo and thinking about all the time is the home opener, right? Like, what does the home opener look like? Even if it's not week one, it might be week two. What's the home opener? First of all, I'd say this. Do you prefer, Josh, the Bills to open at home or on the road?
I don't really know.
Do you have like a preference throughout your life watching and going to games?
I don't really know if it matters. I do like the home games early because obviously like the weather's
yes,
like
100%.
End of the summer weather, which is nice. But honestly, like it doesn't really matter to me. But I do like a home opener at 1 o'clock. That's something that I've always appreciated. Like I know that now the Bills have gotten better. It's like we don't have as many 1 o'clock games anymore. So
okay, who would be a good home opener at 1 o'clock this year? Who would be last year was Arizona. And I was thankful for that. I liked that. That was a good opener.
Yeah.
After the previous 2 years going on the road at night, like LA, at the, right? They went to LA a couple years ago, and then they went to the Jets, right? That Monday night game. Last year getting home 1 o'clock. Now, a few years ago, they played home 1 o'clock Steelers and lost. And that stunk.
Yeah.
But I thought last year, hey, this is great. Get an NFC team you don't see a lot of. Home 1 o'clock. It wasn't the nicest day. It was like 62 degrees or something like that.
It was like kind of weirdly cloudy, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so, it looked like it was like overcast, going to rain all day.
Yeah.
I think if you want to stay in the vein of the NFC, have the Saints come here.
I was thinking about that.
It's like, got 1 o'clock game written all over it.
If you have the Saints coming to Buffalo week one and with their quarterback situation, the Bills might be the biggest favorite on the board that week, right? I think they'd be the biggest favorite on the board.
That's if you're going to do a 1 o'clock game. If you don't do 1 o'clock, then there's obviously lots of other options. But if you're going to do 1 o'clock, I think week one, it would be the Saints.
I think there's only three options if you go 1 o'clock at home. Maybe four. The only three, to me, would be the Saints, the Patriots, and the Jets. That's it. I think if you do any other home game, if the Bills, without knowing time right now, if the Bills open at home week one at 1 o'clock, I think the only three teams you would put there in that time slot are Saints, Patriots, or Jets. Ooh, I guess maybe Buccaneers? Could do Bucks. Bucks
no.
Feel like they're a little bit juicier, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Baker's better than expected.
That was a night game a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
So one thing I'm going to ask Mike Shope when he comes on at 11 o'clock, I'll ask you this right now. Josh Schmidt, producer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you go back to 2 years ago, Josh, do you remember the Bills' schedule 2 years ago? It was kind of interesting where suddenly the Bills, we find out, are playing night games against the Broncos and the Bucks. Remember that? We're like, whoa, where did that come from? They also had the Giants. Didn't they have three night games at home that year? Giants came.
The 2023 season, you're saying?
2023. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It was
Bucks.
Broncos, Bucks, and
Giants.
Giants. Yeah, I thought there was one. Or maybe there. No, yeah, you're right. There was just.
Unless there was one flex later or no. Let me see.
Oh, the Philly game.
Hold on here.
Wasn't that at night?
No. No, that's on the road, though. I'm talking about home.
Okay.
I'm just talking about at home. In 2023, the Bills played. There was a London game there. Okay, Giants at home at night, week 6. Buccaneers at home at night, week 8. Broncos home at night, week 10. And then...
Oh, I was at that game. That was the too many men on the field game.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. So, okay, that was it. So, anyway, my point is this. Giants, you can understand. Big market, Buffalo, New York, right? When the schedule came out, weren't we all kind of like, wow, I got the Broncos and the Bucks at home games at night? Like, weird. Okay, I'm going to refer to something Mike North said in our podcast, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. And by the way, today would be a great day to go listen to that if you want. You want to learn about the schedule, how it gets done. You want clues. You want to kind of you want to do your own mock schedule. Go listen to Matt Bove and I interview Mike North from last month on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. You can go to my YouTube page, at Sal Sports. You can find it right there. And I think you'll love it. But I keep referring back to and thinking about conversations I had with Mike on this podcast. Mike said something really interesting, Josh. He said, back years ago, when we would put the Bills on a primetime game, they didn't get a lot of them, of course. You'd have to kind of do it against a team that everybody wanted to go see because people didn't want to see the Bills necessarily, right? Like, the Bills weren't that good. Didn't have an MVP quarterback. So you'd put them against the Cowboys. You'd put them against the Patriots. Those were always... Now, it's flipped. If there's a team, they like, yeah, you know what? We should get that team on primetime once. Put it against the Bills because people will go to watch the Bills. Who cares who the opponent is? I think you got to look at that now for this. And then I keep thinking, okay, who would be a good under-the-radar primetime game for the Bills that nobody's thinking about that all of a sudden it could happen tomorrow? Home or away, by the way.
Ooh, okay, that might change my answer.
Home or away.
Well, if it's home only, I would say the Patriots because everything going on there with Drake May getting better, Stephon Diggs going to New England, Mac Hollins going to New England.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mean, maybe it's not as under the radar, but I think that one would be a sneaky good game.
I don't disagree. If you're looking at it from an NFL lens, they've done Dolphins. That wouldn't be an under the radar. That's like normal. They do that, right? Bucks again could be a team like that. But again, as you just said, they kind of resonate. So
yeah.
Would we be stunned?
I think the
Patriots would be a good one there.
When was the last Patriots night game? Was it the wind game?
No.
Or the perfect game?
It was the perfect game.
The perfect
same
game.
Year.
That's right. Yeah, the same year. But still, you had two back-to-back ones, and then you haven't had one since. So,
okay, like but what about away? Patriots would fit this away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But
I'm going to give you one. I think Carolina could fit this.
I was going to say Carolina, too. Because Carolina is another team kind of like the Patriots, but in a lesser extent of, like, second-year quarterback. Is he going to improve?
Third year now.
Or third year, right.
Yep.
But, I mean, obviously with the Patriots, there's a lot more hope there, a lot more promise. But with the Panthers, it's still, hey, this guy was a first overall pick. It's Bryce Young. What's he going to do now? Like,
yeah, and there's a lot of storylines between Buffalo and Carolina.
Right, all the
connections. With McDermott and Bean, with Dan Morgan, right? GM over there. There's a lot of storylines and connections. And, oh, by the way, I mean, I don't know if the NFL would care this much about it. There is a huge Buffalo displaced population in Charlotte, right? Like, I don't know if the NFL would care about that, but they'd probably be like, oh, that'd be good theater to see all those, to have that crowd.
I think they would. I think that makes perfect sense for them to be like, yeah, this is like where we want this game to be. I think that makes a lot of sense for the away game would have to be the Panthers. If you're going to do a night one and you got to tie somebody to the Bills.
Okay, what about Atlanta?
Yeah, I still think that'd probably be second just because of the fact that like it's the same kind of situation of what's going on in the quarterback room of, you know, is it going to be Kirk Cousins? Is it going to be Michael Penix?
It's going to be Penix.
It is, but, you know,
it's gonna be Penix,
where is Kirk Cousins going to be? Is he going to be on the sidelines or is he going to get traded?
I don't know. Right, but I don't think that's the reason why you put that game on Monday night or, I mean, on a night game. If it's Monday night, Sunday night, Bills at Falcons, the quarterback for them. Because I think it's Penix. I don't think they care about Cousins, but I do think it's the kind of team that has a little bit of juice because of everything you said, and you could still say, okay, that fits, right? Bills could go there at prime time. They could do that. The one team that keeps sticking out to me, but I could make a great case for Houston, but they didn't even make a prime time last year, and that was with Diggs.
Yeah. Houston, to me, is one of those teams this year where I don't think the NFL knows what to do with them. Because
that's a good point.
Because they're just at this weird point of like, hey, they had a great year 2 years ago, and then last year they just kind of let everybody down. Like, it was just a big flop, and then they lost Diggs. They don't have him anymore. Like, Tank Dell, what's you know, that's all that unfortunate situations where he gets hurt again. And it's just like, you know, what are they going to do with Houston? I think that's kind of what they were looking at. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston has a lot of 1 o'clock games this year and no primetime games.
All right. So I got a text here from someone, a friend of mine named Bill. Bill said, can you explain when you get a chance how these teams can hold two games and what that means? It's not hold, it's protect. It's protect two games. Okay, what it means is this. If you are, okay, this is for Bill and everybody else. If you are hosting an international game, so the Jags in London, the Steelers in Dublin this year, right? The Browns in London this year. If you're the host team, you have a home game that's being shipped overseas. Apparently, and this is new to learn, but it is true, you could take two of your away opponents, two opponents coming to your place and saying, those two games are not going over there. We're playing them in our stadium. So in this case, the Steelers can say, you're not taking the Packers over to Dublin. You're not taking the Bills over to Dublin. Or they could say, you're not doing the Ravens. You're not doing the Browns. I don't think you should have to protect two division games anyway because they generally don't do that. But we are seeing that happen now because the Chiefs are playing at the Chargers. The Chargers did not protect the Chiefs game. So the Chiefs and Chargers are playing in Brazil because the Chargers didn't protect that game. So that's how it works. I hope that explains it, Bill, and everybody else. That's what it is. It's just the international games that teams can say, we are protecting two of these games on our schedule from going over there. 803-0550 if you have any questions or comments about the NFL schedule. What are you looking for? What are you not looking for? Do you love it? Do you hate it? All this stuff that's going on about it. We'll take your phone calls. Anything that you're looking forward to or not here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a terrific Tuesday, which is the eve of NFL schedule release. Josh Allen on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's show tomorrow, most likely revealing something about the Bills, which we have no idea yet, any Buffalo Bills game. And I kind of like that a lot. Man,
here at WGR Sports Radio 550, Odyssey, Buffalo, WBEN, everywhere. We love talking schedule release. And coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Yes, we love it. Love talking about it. I'll be on tomorrow morning right here, 8 o'clock. Before that, I'm going on WBEN at 7:50 for all you news listeners. Yeah, I mean, you know, we want you to listen here. But if you're bumping around, you're listening to the news, I'll be on WBEN at 7:50. I'll be on WGR at 8 o'clock next day. Same thing. WBEN at 7:50. WGR at 8 o'clock. We got your schedule release covered. We got web stories going on. Everything. Whatever you need to know. It's all going on here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Love it. NFL schedule release. So we'll see what the NFL has in store for the Bills. Let's get to some tweets here that have come in. Let's see. Thank you. Yes. Oh, this is great. I just tweeted out about how the Bills have the second fewest miles traveled in the entire league. But then Frozen Buffalo, thank you, Frozen Buffalo, said, Sal, you mean until the Super Bowl in San Francisco, which is true. That is the storyline this year, right? Like Josh Allen, Super Bowl near his hometown in, you know, San Francisco, not far there from where he grew up, and trying to get back there, NFL MVP. I think that's the kind of the story here for the Bills. Julio says, we have had hard travel schedules in the past, so it is a pleasant change to have less travel time. Yep. No, I think, you know, teams love this. Teams love it. Having a little bit of travel. 803-0550 if you want to get on board. We got a question here from Lee in Buffalo before we get to Mike Shope at the top of the hour, so let's do that now. Hi, Lee, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Sorry, I was just drinking my coffee when you asked me that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Question, I ran into a Steelers fan, and I think it's a disgrace. He said the Steelers are waiting for one of those quarterbacks next year. And to me, that sounds like tanking. Did you ever think maybe the NFL might go to like what the NBA and the NHL does, a draft lottery, so that these teams don't tank? Because I think tanking is probably one of the craziest things. You're in this business to win. Why would you want to tank?
So a few things, Lee. Number one, I agree 100% with you. I think the NFL should have a draft lottery. I've said it many years. What really got me there was the year that Peyton Manning missed due to injury, and the Colts clearly were not trying to win games just so they could get Andrew Luck. You know what I mean? Remember that? And they did.
Yes.
And they got Andrew Luck. So I'm with you. I think the NFL should have a draft lottery just like all of these other. I don't know how to do it. There's a lot of discussion about that. If you wanted to do it, we could go down that road. But I agree with you. I don't think the Steelers are tanking. I do think they want to sign Aaron Rodgers. And even if they don't, that is not what they do. They are typically a team they always are trying to win. So no matter what Steelers fan told you that, I don't think that's true at all. They might want one of those quarterbacks. They're not going to try and lose. If they were doing that, they wouldn't still have TJ Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick and Cam Hayward, all older guys on defense. They're still trying to win. I see the point, but I do agree with you 100% in what you're saying. I think the NFL should go to a draft lottery, yes. I think it would prevent that. It just shouldn't happen. And we've seen teams do it, and what got me there was when the Colts basically did it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't like teams tanking. I don't like how, like, your project, like, for instance, last year, if I'm correct, if I remember, New England won the final game against the Bills, and all of a sudden Gerard Mayo gets fired.
I know, right?
Because he won that game.
Well, I don't think that's why he did, but there was a lot of speculation. I think they knew they wanted Mike Vrabel, and that's why he got fired. But yeah, there was a lot about that. If you remember at the end of the year last year, it was not only them winning, but even remember when the Giants beat the Colts, and that kind of was like, oh my God, what happened? And the Giants cost themselves maybe the number one pick. So, coaches never tank. Coaches don't do it. Players don't do it. Organizations might want to, but Lee, good call. Yes, I would be in favor for an NFL draft lottery. I've always said that. All right, 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Mike Shope on the way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.